Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzClub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke. Nothing, Connor. Hello, welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 120. I'm here with Jimmy.
We're recording now, aren't we? Oh,
Michael.
Lucian, please explain to your viewers what your name model was like.
That's Shane.
What?
Are you doing a podcast?
No.
We're just talking. That's Connor. We're practicing.
And Johnny's here. Just saying it to Connor. Bye, Connor.
It's shocking how many people know that I do a podcast. As you can probably hear from the birds, chirping, we're in the middle of a forest, which is...
What's he saying?
Shut up, Connor!
Connor, shut up!
It appears a wild Connor has
a beard.
Sprung from the trees.
That is his main income. It's over here for the Connor. Come with me.
We're gonna document this.
He knows you're coming in.
I know, we have to document this first. We're about to go into the lair of the wild Connor.
I believe he is half naked.
Lock him in before he gets out. Oh shit!
What the fuck?
Kill him with fire.
Oh god, that didn't work.
Kill him with fire.
That didn't work at all.
Kill him with fire.
Kill him with fire.
Yeah. I'm still in here.
James, don't break the tent.
Oh, that's what we should do.
Let's go into the fortress.
Yeah. Who's that?
A wild David appears to be resting.
Hello, David.
Hello, everyone.
You're on his podcast.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Cool. You're on my podcast now.
Over 6 views.
Where is that, like...
I'm recording my podcast.
Oh, you're not recording.
I'm recording. It's an audio thing.
We have
this video podcast. We have like 20 listeners, so sometimes on a good day, most of the time it's like 70.
You're my private property.
Most of the time we have 7 or 8. Sometimes with 20, if the title of the episode includes something to do with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which is like every second week, because it gets a lot of downloads.
Does it?
So I called one Calusi, and I called one Game Spoilers and Stupid. But those are like huge download numbers because people are like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Did you put like a famous celebrity and then put sex tape after it? Cause, like,
yeah, because everyone's going to download an audio podcast called Famous Celebrity Sex Tape.
Audio.
Like, people would be searching it.
We have to actually delete what he just said out.
No, I don't, because it's not offensive.
Michael Happy.
No, but what he said. Because that was reference, you can call your thing.
He came in and he's just like,
yes, who?
No, I'm going to call it like Camping Special Part 1 or some boring thing like that.
Or Celebrity Sex Tape.
Oh my god, do you know the channel EWTN?
Yeah.
I was just watching it massive before.
It's a religious channel.
I was waiting for Family Guy or something. It was on EWTN. No, I was waiting for on another.
Yeah.
And this kids' program came on, and it was called We Are Catholic. It's like, the kids are all rebellious, and it's really bad.
You better be recording this.
And the kids, they climb into like the bell tower of the church.
Yeah.
And they get in the shit with the priest, and then he gives them a story on morality and what's right.
That sounds so exciting.
Yeah, and he's on a god. Oh, I was just like,
do you ever see the people that ring up them, like the Lynch program, do the Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Yeah.
He's good.
What's his name, that American guy?
I was in the garden dance, and I was just like, no,
but. Are you guys sleeping outside?
Yeah,
cool. Ian wanted to sleep outside.
Michael, you know that Gandhi thing?
Yeah. Are you going to sleep outside, Michael? Are you going to sleep outside, Michael? Michael, are you sleeping outside? If you guys sleep outside, I'll sleep in your tent, so...
We're not sleeping outside.
You've probably set up a brothel in there already, so...
What?
A brothel's
a whorehouse.
Oh, alright.
They're staying quiet at the moment.
Yeah.
Hey!
Wake up!
Cindy!
Shut the fuck up!
Some kind of box.
Run!
Yeah.
Hey!
Slapping the nipple.
Jesus.
We do not approve of the misogyny displayed by this particular contributor to the podcast.
Sit down.
Oh, there's nowhere to sit with good back support. There's nowhere with good back support around here. I have to lie down. That's like the only option for me. I've stood, my back is so sore.
Sit at the bottom of the tree.
I know, but it's not, it's still, it's too, like, like at home I have, like, at home I have, like, special cushions.
There's a bench right there.
Yeah, but there's no back support. That's my problem. My back is killing me, I have to lie down.
Just sit in the tree. That's from lying down on the couch.
I'm kind of sad. I have to sit here beside
you're like a
bum.
Thank you. Such a good compliment.
Sorry, lovely.
Make my bench, I will murder you.
I have numbers of, and several phobias. I have a terrible back, bad neck, bad shoulders. I have a weird lump on the back of my head.
Let me finish.
I'm basically the
worst. It's called
I'm basically, no, it is like a thing. Like the doctor has like, said, you have a thing on the back of your head. It's not a tumor.
You have a tumor on the back of your head.
He says,
I'm not sure about that.
He says you're absolutely fine, but you can't really lie down on a flat surface because, yeah, it doesn't
and your
work.
Head might as well.
I mean, that's normal.
If you have children, you might have...
You have a massive
lump. If you have
lump.
Children, will you have them vaccinated?
No, I won't, know.
Why not?
Because I was raised and I'm perfectly healthy. I've never been to a doctor in my entire life.
No, you said you're perfectly healthy and you're going on about all the...
You just said you were...
...problems in your backs and shoulders.
That was the doctor experience. I've never been vaccinated, and I'm fine. Therefore, why would I vaccinate my kids? It would defeat the purpose of my whole life.
What? And then your kids end up...
If you don't believe in vaccinations, why do you believe in the doctor's opinion?
I don't. He didn't give me, he barely gave me any opinion. He just
so
points.
Maybe it is a tumor.
Maybe it is a tumor. I'll go to a different doctor. No, because I don't like doctors, period. So.
That's what you did.
That's don't have a
Keen's here.
You gotta
Hi, Keen.
Keen, have you ever had a prostate exam?
What?
Yeah.
Restart. Whoa. Restart dudes yet?
Oh, Father Michael.
Yeah.
Father Michael.
Yeah. No, it's not doctors who give you prostate exams, it's your local priest.
Oh, yeah, that's
convicted ex convict local
priest. Yeah.
Good. Half an hour later. Oh, yep, you're done. You're done. Yeah.
Yeah. Just remove this white stuff.
Right, so much editing to do, James.
Leave it. Leave it as explicit.
Oh, you're doing the show, right?
I am. Yeah, I should just delete the whole thing. Actually.
No, don't. It's good. It's brilliant. Lucy, this is.
I am editing that bit out, but that just bit there. Like, I don't mind like jokes about priests and stuff, but I do mind.
Spider.
I do mind things that are misogynistic or homophobic, and that borderline on. Misogynistic means like sexist.
No, it means
against women. Okay, yeah, fine. Hateful towards women.
There's a difference between misogyny and sexism.
I know there is, yes. Well, sex. Also, sexism is a unisex thing. I'll tell you. So that was my great joke that you missed. Okay.
How do you not get it?
Wait.
It's always an appropriate time to have sex with a priest. Don't.
Oh.
If you move that stone, all that you
need. I paused it, so.
Do not touch the stone.
What is he didn't say it word for word.
Oh, God.
Did you ever see scary movie? Time to have sex with the priest.
Oh, I don't mind that. You know, I don't even know why I paused it for the joke. There's nothing wrong with the joke. It's fine.
Lucy, look at
this. Eating animals is...
I just read it in The Guardian, and the person preceded it with, this is the most offensive joke you'll ever hear, so...
It's not,
no. God, no. That's much worse. Okay. UPC have a crappy service where... Still, UPC have a crappy service now where you can, like, you can share your Wi-Fi password with strangers who come to your house and, like, set a password like... Lucian123... And you can have 50 people downloading at the same time, and it's not supposed to not slow down your thing or chart cost you anything extra. It's called my Wi-Fi.
I think the best
that's a good
thing.
Idea.
It's so stupid and pointless.
I think
the best
work?
Thing to do with UPC would be to do a thing that you can sign in into your, say, a UPC account using any router. Right, any room
yeah.
has no password.
Actually, I think that's what
and
it
then
is.
Just sign in, right, and say,
yeah.
Then it just takes out from your actual account.
Yeah.
And then the other
James.
Person's account.
Well,
both.
I don't get charged. Like, no, we have a set rate for broadband. It
it
doesn't cost me extra for downloading.
No,
so.
But I think that would it would work. Because if it just if it was all it's all coming
it's not like everyone
anyway.
Has a UPC.
Exactly, like only like 25% of people who have broadband use UPC.
No, but
less.
I'm saying if it's a UPC
router. UPC is great. UPC broadband is fantastic. Like,
but I can't get it.
The download limit is, like,
it,
insane.
It
oh, yeah, I know, yeah, but it's just...
Because people who get charged for... I'll tell you the story now.
The YouTubes.
The YouTubes.
I was on the old YouTube.
On the iTunes.
The
iTunes.
Bloggy log fella.
You should call it YouTube.
Or the iTube.
That's actually an app though.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is, yeah.
iTube.
But they've got the...
Are you able to download like YouTube videos? Is that legal?
I don't know.
No, it's not, no.
Fucking new pods like, and fish.
Oh, not if it's copyrighted. Sweet. Like, if you're downloading, if you download a music video off YouTube, that's illegal. But if you download, like, if you download somebody's channel and their stuff isn't copyrighted, if it's just a video of them talking or reviewing something, there's nothing wrong with that. Because that's in the public domain. But if you're, it's a copy, if it's a music video, yeah, you're, that's illegal.
This does not work.
Okay, it's working for me.
I just put it on
because you can buy because Johnny you
yeah,
can
you said you didn't get blitzed
because you can buy music videos on iTunes for like $2.50
I know,
so
I don't want your one
if you're downloading off YouTube then you're
well give me a bit of that
oh pick where, it up listen
okay. I got it
you look like such a flipping pretty man
here. Look me in the background
wait are these horrible things that are flying around me are they gonna bite me
yes
really
and everyone else
can you see
if
my
you,
eyes
if you ever been outside
I'm not putting anything on myself because I don't know what's in it so
there's a natural one.
Is that a natural one?
Oh, that's what's on my back. Jesus.
What?
Are you getting in? Are you getting
in? What have I done?
You sprayed it into
what have I done?
Sort of. Like, I don't want to be bitten. Like, I...
Just sprayed it into his eye.
You okay?
Wait, is there a natural one around? Is that a natural one?
So painful. You okay?
Shane, can I have that?
Can I look at that? I just want to see.
Probably go watch
Shane.
Oh god, this is full of chemicals. I'm not using that one.
That one's now.
Is this? Doesn't look like it. It's in a spray. It's aerosol. Who else is there?
Ingredients: eucalyptus, citronella.
What did he say?
Oil.
He used the orgy word. Did he use the orgy word? Yeah. It's like, did he use the fuck word? natural. Oh, it's from Matto Flower. Yeah, this looks okay.
And it's green on the bottle.
Keep oh, yeah, it's called eucalyptus. Oh, it's fine. What I don't know what to do with this. Oh, God, I'm not sure about that. What if I have an allergic reaction?
No, it's put on your family hand.
Oh, yeah, I don't have allergic reactions.
Put on your fire like this, and then probably I need to rub your hair as well.
Oh, there. Shit, I need to rub my hair. Give it up. My hair.
Okay, no. Shit. Wait, how do I make them go away? If I run around, will they leave?
No, we'll take
them. Oh, fuck, yeah, I'm
you
getting...
can't get this.
Get this, take it off me.
Should have brought one of these ones.
Yeah,
so... Yeah.
Jelly!
I don't have one, yeah.
No,
because as far as I'm concerned, only, you know, hooligans own that kind of thing. I didn't get enough, actually.
Slide under the tent and you finish.
No, give me more, Shane, now, say.
Hey Johnny,
don't use
the
tubes.
Fuck, I'm putting
my hair. Give me more.
He hit Cirque in the face.
Okay, there you go.
Where's
you
my
go.
Fucking
Someone take this, James. Take this.
Oh no.
James doesn't have a mental breakdown. Really.
Me.
School breakdown.
Stop.
What school is this?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm glad. I don't want this.
I don't care about my hands getting bitten, but I don't like my face. Who did?
You.
The thing.
Jonah, please have incense.
Incense!
Now! Is there any more
left? Oh, that'll just finish off my beautiful...
If you kind of... This was on, like, the FM radio. You'd think it was, like, a hippie commune or something. Incense! Yo, fire repellent!
Did you live up to your hair?
Natural
water! No. Spoiler alert!
I've got a breathing hole here. Here. Hello.
And so... Condition to create.
James, you're not wearing enough clothes now. Your arms are going to get bitten really badly now.
Hunting season.
If somebody came along here and tried to kill an animal, I would go over and smash their head in with a brick. Wait, why would Pablo do that? Completely forgot about that.
Oh, we have incense.
But if someone tried to shoot anything, oh god, no, don't get a lighter. Ah, flame. That's really dangerous. You should have gotten somebody mature to do it.
You're afraid of a fucking lighter and you don't have smoke alarms in your house.
Yeah? It's a temporary inconvenience. We had one about 6 months ago. I will buy one probably tomorrow.
No, you won't.
I will.
I guarantee you won't.
If they're cheap, I'll go to B&Q.
I'll ask you tomorrow if you have bought
okay,
a
not tomorrow, but maybe on Sunday. I'll go to B&Q and I'll buy one.
I need to do more over here.
Put one over here.
Put it downwind of us.
This isn't helping at all, actually.
Yeah, put it down there. Sorry.
What?
Yeah. David, put...
Oh, no, it's half eight. I just missed Fair City.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ. I've missed Fair City twice since I started watching it. During the junior cert, I missed, like, 3 episodes, and I went back and watched some of the player. And then I missed it... I missed it the night of the... When else did I miss it? I had to go to something once. Oh, it was on Christmas Eve I missed it, yeah.
Go over that way.
Christmas Eve I missed it, I had to watch it on Plus One. They're the only times in the last 3 years that I've missed Fair City.
Perfect.
Can I, like, wave this around in here first?
I think I got something in my eye. Wait, if I get that one, wait a sec, if I get that stuff in my eye, am I gonna, like...
Yeah, you'll die.
Because I think I might, like, rub some there out of my hand in my eye, because I rubbed my...
Religion.
He actually sprayed it directly into his eyes, like, by accident.
And he's okay?
He's gone.
Temporarily you're okay, you might,
just
like, die later.
Blind.
Wake up blind, Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened, sorry guys.
What's the name of that guy from the election posters? Brian... something E. His surname ends in EY.
I understand.
Brian...
Religion...
Crowley. Brian Crowley, the wheelchair-bound MEP.
What?
You don't know him, do you? Brian Crowley, he's a Fianna Fáil MEP. He's in a wheelchair. His posters are all over Limerick, Cork, Clare. And they have reliable, sociable, and experienced.
Sociable?
Oh, fuck, they're attacking me again.
He's talking in a slug.
Oh, you're...
Oh, fuck.
More editing.
I have to make a list. So I'm going into my memos and I'm making a list now of time codes.
The whole of the thing.
That was, what time code was that now? We're at 2040. Okay, so I'll put in 2040. I don't have time for that. I know the first 5 minutes are kind of dodgy. So we've got 24, so 2040.
You dropped your phone, you idiot.
Fuck, yeah. Thank you.
Why do you want to
develop that
stuff out?
What?
Why do you want to develop that?
The cert. Well, first of all, he's not allowed to say the C word on the show. No, I'm happy to be offensive to the Catholic Church, but.
But why do you want to develop all the.
Everyone's going to shout that.
Which stuff?
This stuff.
The C word?
No.
Well, there's some stuff I find to be personally. To be liable, basically. Like, Josh could literally sue me if he wanted to.
Is it appropriate to call John Warren?
Yes.
No. Please. Oh, yeah, you can, yeah, because you see, you can. That's your freedom of speech. But if you called him a homophobe, he could sue you. Because because that's labeling him something that he technically isn't. Although he is. Everyone knows he is. But as far as he's concerned, he's not.
Because he says he isn't, you can't call him one.
Yes, exactly. But he would say it's your...
You just broke the thing! And you can...
Oh my god, I just basically sat on fire. What?
You have to blow up. Basically. You maybe hit yourself off a
I sat on fire. I'm going to die a slow and painful death.
What did RT give John Waters? Like 40,000?
Yeah. I wrote down 2040. I'll listen to the...
Right.
Because that's the time... Because that's when he said the C word.
Hang on.
And then David said it after, so I'll edit that out. And then you said it, so yeah. I will just listen to
the... That wasn't such a good idea.
Tanuk.
I will just listen to the minutes after and I'll just edit everything out. Because I'm not listening... If we do like an hour of a show over today and tomorrow in total, which I'm not saying...
Guys, you want to go light the fire?
No,
they have.
It's open. It's on already.
It's too early.
Well, why don't we go over to it?
It's too bright.
We're hitchers.
Yeah, we don't.
And we can't do a perk curse.
Exactly, we can't do a perk curse.
Don't ask you over fire.
Yeah, if we go down.
Okay.
We just did the incense.
Bring the incense with us.
No, stay. Hey. It was lit here. It stays here.
You can leave.
That's actually technically the length of like a fair enough episode. Like we've done shorter episodes than that.
Excuse me.
Okay, we'll be back.
Hey, wait.
Hello, welcome back to Jimmy and Luke after dark. I just want to do 5 minutes.
I was just sleeping.
It's 12:17. It's 17 minutes past midnight. Jimmy's here next to me in his bed.
I literally just fell asleep.
Kian is outside the door, and he's outside our tent. You know, sitting next to Kian. Michael's sitting next to Kian. And Johnny's over there in a tent. And, well, we're all here. It's basically the greatest episode of the Jimmy and Luke show of all time.
Especially the parents.
Okay. Now, I have no pillow. There's a rock under me. There's an even bigger rock under James. This isn't particularly comfortable.
Do you want to snuggle?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I think I'll just stop the recording and maybe we can do the rest tomorrow. This is an interesting little couple of seconds of the Jimmy and Luke show. Middle of the night, after midnight, Jimmy and Luke, after midnight, and... and I'll take you there. You can hear Key and Michael out there. Shh, I want to hear them. There's another person across the campsite who is playing some The Smiths albums, or maybe something different now, but he was playing that a minute ago. He was playing This Charming Man, which is one of the greatest songs ever written, but not at 12:17 on a Thursday night.
I'm playing Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
And wet Friday morning, actually.
A good point. It's Gojira Day. Gojira! Godzilla's... I know. Godzilla's going to stamp on us. Kian, like, won't go to see Godzilla because he was scared by the trailer so much. We went to see Winter Soldier and he got so scared by the trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Kian. Kian, weren't you really scared by the Godzilla trailer?
I was terrified by it.
And I understand where you're coming from. I was just trying to prove to James because he didn't believe me.
It is legit.
It's terrifying.
The way he says it, though, it was terrifying.
It's like, just, it's so realistic and like...
James, when I was walking in Air Square with Lucy and Astrid, I thought a big foot was going to come down on the grass.
I know, but the way but he the, said
but
it...
But Kian, there aren't even any big feet in the trailer. It's just a lot of shots. Oh, there is at the end. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
You don't know how to defeat this
thing. Yeah, yeah.
You weren't trying to wake it up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, you know the whole thing.
Oh, Jesus.
You know the whole thing off by heart.
There's nuclear bombs and military and lizards and Japanese people and waves. It's just terrifying.
And Bryan Cranston.
And Mothra.
And Mothra. Mothra wasn't in that trailer.
Giant moths.
There's a giant moth, but you didn't see that. That's the worst part.
Oh, fuck, that scares me now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yes. Fuck. Just listen, meditate on music, please.
Kian, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
We're recording a podcast right now. Just for like 60 seconds, though.
We've done longer than 60 seconds. Going.
Just for a couple seconds.
You'll get great material.
Just for a couple seconds.
You will get great material.
Because last time... Just for a few seconds. No. Michael, I only started like 30 seconds ago.
I have a pocket, and I have another pocket.
I'm just doing it for 1 minute just to get... Just for the token kind of after midnight effect of it. Which is pretty funny.
I'm looking up at trees, and I can see the pattern. They look huge, huge trees.
You can probably explain how me and Keen are outside.
They want to be, basically. That's kind of
the
bit.
The canopy, and I can see all the lines and everything.
It's beautiful,
shapes.
Honestly, it's
absolutely
really, like,
beautiful.
You're just looking at a stupid tent.
It's so
I know. I'm just looking up at the stupid tent roof, and they're looking at the stars and the trees, and they're also freezing cold. They're probably going to get pneumonia, but...
Actually, when I close my eyes, cold, I can see tent. Stars.
I can see stars too, yeah. Oh, pretty stars. Michael, they're playing Funky Town. Oh, 2004 called it with the song. But Michael, you'll probably hurt your back. Up against the tree?
Not at all.
It's very comfortable.
Why are they playing Funky Town?
It's a class song.
It's from Shrek 2. And other things.
Let's just take a moment of silence.
Yes, let's listen to Funky Town.
I want to get the best audio.
Shut the hell up.
You can hear Donald's voice in the background there.
I just heard this.
You're gonna
have to crank the gain on that in post. Yeah,
yeah. But, yeah.
I'll just edit the song, yeah.
Sure do, yeah.
I do.
Although, yeah. You know what else? I don't want to have that song on my download list.
Exactly.
I actually really like this song. It reminds me of how much I was excited for Shrek 2 when it let me down. Such crushing disappointment. Michael, Rio only came out 2 years ago.
Crap.
That was 2012.
I saw...
Yeah, it was, yeah.
That's when I
started re-watching all my children's videos.
Yeah, me too. But Rio,
I went through a phase that time.
No, I liked Rio. I went to see it. Michael, I went to see Rio in the cinema because I wanted to see the Rio de Janeiro stuff, like animated, because I really like Rio de Janeiro on film. But that film is only 2 years old. So, have you seen Rio 2?
No,
I haven't either.
I thought the original was
bad. Yeah, I really liked the original, but I liked as well how it didn't just show the glamorous carnival side. There was stuff about a boy living in the slums as well. That was good.
Oh, yeah, the storyline was intricate. And
yeah, no, I thought that was a really good film, actually, yeah. You should watch that, Key, and it's a good film.
Okay.
It's an animated film about birds.
I know.
Yes, okay. Well, but there's a lot of it set in the slums of Rio. It's a really, really nice film.
Okay.
There's some annoying songs, and there's some, like, crappy toilet humor and stuff, and there's a big tarantula.
It's crawling into the tent right now.
Oh!
Sharknado's gonna get us.
That's Keen entering the tent.
Really, Keen, stop. That's annoying.
Or he, like, he did some... Huh? Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'm lost in the tent.
What did Keen just do? Keen?
Those are Keen.
Kian just like unzips something, you probably hear that. What time is this? 12:20. Kian's like pushing his hand up against
the wall. Kian, stop, seriously, stop.
When's MH coming around to check on us?
Soon.
They gave it time. Probably now. I don't mind, I'll go to sleep then. But oh god, my feet are really hurting me now. I've got like stones embedded in both of my feet. That's actually going to cause me a lot of stress tonight when I like wake up in the middle of the night sweating because I'm going to be panicking about having no shoes. I do have shoes though, they just have holes in them, which is a disaster.
I actually cannot move my feet.
How many pairs of shoes did you bring, James?
Two for the walk in. No, a pair for the walk in and a pair for the way home. A good clean pair.
So you brought two pairs?
Yeah.
Alright, I thought you brought more than that. Oh god, my feet are hurting me. Ow.
I'm stuck
with there's like a stone embedded in the heel of my right foot right now, and there's nothing I can do about it. Will they turn the music off? It's Killian's playing his playlist of favorite songs.
Killian, turn the music off.
Really like
yeah. Oh yeah, I mean he was playing really good stuff a few minutes ago.
I was hiding with him and David in the forest, and he was playing. We were making Shane and Johnny in.
That's so nice, Kian.
No, we weren't making them scared. But
you're so kind.
It was really fun.
If you did that to me, I would actually have had the same panic attack.
Yeah.
I would have gone into the same shock.
Michael and Sarka got really panicky when they jumped out as well. I didn't even notice. I was like looking the other way, and
you
I was.
Seriously didn't fucking notice.
No, I didn't notice, and I turned around. I was like, ah, where did Pala come from? Michael and Sarka got pretty fucking scared though. Like, I was like over there, like talking to Michael, and I was like, you know, you're there.
I knew straight away. I was just more like.
Anyway, what time is it now? 12:26.
Can we do it till half past?
Nope.
Yes, or else
we've done 9 minutes now.
I'll bait ya.
I'm just gonna leave. Okay, I'll leave it on until I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
I should leave it on all night.
Just listen to him sleep.
I can feel the hypothermia.
Kian, imagine how great it would be if I...
Kian! It's taking me over the
hypothermia. Kian, imagine if I... Imagine if I ever recorded all night. We have 10.
This decaying body in my sleeping bag.
I can't imagine you coming out like that.
Oh no, that's terrifying. You can see that in my head.
There's a giant rock now under my leg. It's not. I don't know what to do about it, to be honest.
Even worse, they're turning on flashlights.
Okay. Oh, maybe it would be improved if I went inside my sleeping bag.
Yes.
I didn't even hear.
Oh,
Sleeping James.
He is so somber. Sleeping James. Do you have that Sleeping James? Will you paint him yellow? Will you paint him red?
Will you paint him green?
Yes.
Yed? White?
Will you sleep with him or Sleeping James? He wants some company. He is so lonely there, sleeping all alone. So if you sleep with Sleeping James, okay? He's sleeping bad. He will be happy then.
Fast Johnny's on a roll here.
I really want to get inside my sleeping bag, but I can't see. Okay, here we go. I'm getting there now. Okay. Now I'm just a button that I'm using. Okay, I actually can't see. I'm turning the torch on. Sorry. Leave that on there. Yeah, that would be great. But Kian, there's no gas in here.
Actually, if we fart...
There's no heating in this.
What?
There's no... Kian, you think there's heating in the tent?
Of course, it's the 21st century.
You are... Kian, there's no heat... What? He's joking. There's no heating in the tent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm staring right at it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Kian, you should come in here. It's very nice in here. It is warm.
It is warm.
It's very warm in here. You should, yeah.
Just in a very warm tonight, you know. Okay.
Alright, now, is it better with the rock? No, it's not. No better. It's exactly the same.
You're getting a bit excited there.
I'll put my other jumper down there now. Yeah, I know. I get the joke. Yeah. Okay. There we go. That's better. I think that's better than a rock, is it? Yeah, it's better than a rock. That just feels like a lump.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. I didn't pick up anything. Okay, we'll see. I'll edit it tomorrow. We're doing a podcast. Yeah. Okay. Oh, fuck. What? What the hell is that? You got your charger going on there. Around this. Oh, Jesus. Turn the light off. When you last heard from us, it was 12:30. It is now 4:54. Yes, Kian and Michael. No, they're both outside. Still, but Michael went in and then came back out again. After a few hours. Oh. It's disgusting. She's not the same. It's perfectly natural. There are so many rocks under this tent. Rocks everywhere. It's deforming my body. I can't believe I literally got 3 hours sleep and I'm actually going to have to function today. I've done it before, but
I
got 3 hours sleep and then I have to function all day. Like a walking and stuff.
Ooh, I have a lovely sleep on the way home today.
I don't think I'll sleep on the way home because it busts make me ill, but I'll sleep when I get home. I'll probably go to bed at 7 o'clock because I'm just so fucking tired after the last couple of days. Oh, I'm gonna lie down now. It's a rock. You're going to try to smash my face, but you can't.
Damn it.
Yes.
Come on. So tell me about your lifetime experience, Mr. Lucy.
Oh, I don't remember anything.
No, no, I...
Well, Kian and Michael were having these, this hilarious existential... Well, it wasn't hilarious, but existentialist discussion about meaning of life for, 2 hours, and it was very strange. Michael was asking me all these questions about death. And, well, I had a lot of fun listening in on that. Occasionally dropping in with a query. And then Michael went back to his tent. And then someone else turned up who turned out to be Pablo. So that person turned up and parked themselves next to Kian outside. And then... That was the end of it, and then I just woke up.
My God.
You can hear the birds outside, though. They're going... They're going crazy.
It's crazy, I can know.
Hmm? Yeah.
Where's my fucking torch, though?
I'd say it's in my bag, my black bag outside. We'll find it in a minute.
Why'd you put it in there?
Because I thought it was mine. Why? I got confused, because it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was very confused. I just threw it in there, I was trying to get to bed. I'll find it in a second. What's it like outside? Cian! What's the light like outside? What's the light like outside? Is it? Because I wanted to see the sunrise. I have, like, romantic ideas about the sunrise.
What's it gonna do?
No, I just mean, like, you know, you associate the sunrise with nice things and you want to see it. It's gonna be 5 o'clock in 3 minutes, so it's exciting.
Good morning.
Good morning. The sun is shining.
Let's just stop yawning.
Good morning. Good morning to